Yeah, we're all off guard today.
We good?
All right.
Yep.
I'd like to call the January 13th, 2026 meeting to order with a moment of silence followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Roll call. Alex Litton.
Present.
Dave Bench. Bo Miller, present. All right, I need an approval. I actually think there's two sets here and I only put down one. Let's start with the regular December 9th trustees meeting. Meeting minutes?
Yep, I'd like to make a motion to approve the December 9th, 2025 trustee meeting minutes.
I can second that. Roll call, Dave Bench. Bo Miller, yes. Alex Litton?
Yes.
Okay, I need a motion to approve the reorg meeting minutes from December 15th, 2025.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the December 15th, 2025 reorganizational meeting minutes.
I can second that. Roll call, Alex Litton?
Yes.
Bo Miller? Yes. Dave Bench? Motion carries. All right.
Is the streaming down?
Yeah, the streaming's currently down. I'm gonna post a notification about it.
Okay, Joel is not here tonight. So we gotta do the fiscal officer's report. I can give you the fund status. The pooled investments is $707,016.54. We have $939,145.13 in our checking. For a grand total of $1,646,161.67. Receipts so far in January totaling $23,745.02. Biggest portion of that looks like the auditor and Maumee Bay State Park. And then payment listings so far this year. It is electronic payment 4-2026 and then warrants number 24346 through 24393. Total payments is $45,905.69. I need a motion to approve fiscal officer's report.
I'll make a motion to approve the fiscal officer's report as read.
I can second that. Roll call, Bo Miller, yes. Alex Litton?
Yes.
Dave Bench? Motion carries.
Real quick, I got the streaming fixed. I'll have to show you the trick afterwards. I finally figured it out.
Okay.
So we'll get that
squared away here. All right. We're going to go, I'd like to get through the department heads' reports, and then we're going to skip around a little bit when we get down to old business and new business. So, zoning department. Rob, are you here for the zoning department tonight?
I am not.
Okay.
No.
All right. So we do not have a zoning report.
Jacob's going to do that at the second meeting of the month.
Okay. Perfect. Chief.
Sir. Yes, sir.
You're up.
All right. Well, good evening, everyone. I want to start out with, we're up to about 24 runs already this year. So it's been busy. Obviously, we had a pretty good accident that tied up Route 2 yesterday, and one of our team members made sure that we were getting that information on Facebook, letting them know the road was closed and diverting was necessary. We have a total of 33 members on the department right now. I'm happy to report that the folks that went to EMT school Most all of them have been doing well. We have a couple that are getting some extra time to study a little bit more, but they're now, three of them are going into their National Registry exam. So that's happening this week and next week. So after we get the National Registry, they get their State of Ohio certificate, we gain more members, EMTs on the department. So it's great. I really want to share with everyone is we did our promotions. As mentioned in previous trustees meeting, the succession planning that has been going on, we've begun. So tonight, I want to introduce to the community, please stand, Jim Wolf was from captain, and he's gone to a new position as deputy chief. Congratulations. And he has a world of work to do. Next promotions are two lieutenants moved up to captain's positions. So I'm happy to have with us tonight Wayne Cugino and Chris Jenkins. So, thank you. With this promotion for these guys, their work increased. So as you go up, you get more and more work. We will be soon putting out the information for the other members of the department to apply for the open lieutenant's positions. I will give you a complete org chart rundown of everything, but Captain Melissa Amonette, which is our medical director, she remains as a captain and remains as our medical director. Paul Mullen is just changing a title from inspector to a fire marshal, which now this increased his work to not only lead over inspections of our properties, commercial properties in our schools, but in addition, promoting education programs as well. Captain Flax remains as the lead EMS captain, so that did not change. Joe Bertie currently remains as lead for boat operations. So there's where we're at right now, and we hope to be filling these lieutenant's positions within the next couple months. With that, they will be required to take additional leadership training classes and also some more NIMS classes that they'll have to take. But I appreciate them stepping up to the plate. It is a big responsibility to lead the department and to keep the department moving in the right direction. So these old guys gotta start getting ready to step aside and let the new old guys in. So, you know, they used to be the middle guys, now they're the new old guys.
Wayne was always the old guy when I was on.
Yeah, I know. But again, thank you all for stepping up for these added responsibilities. We had one retired, Keith Tuttle retired as of 12/31 of 2025. And I did share with the fiscal officer the new current roster of exactly all the members that are current and that are on the department. There was some cleanup that we needed to do. This way it allows him to clean up his roster as well. Trustees, I do need to ask permission to spend not to exceed $3,600. And this is for a new auto vent. The auto vent, we have two auto vents, one for each medic unit, and the second medic unit, or the this other auto vent has failed internally and it's not repairable, it's quite old. So if you would vote on that for us.
Sure, I'd like to make a motion to approve spending not to exceed $3,600 for new auto vent.
I can second that. Roll call, Dave Bench. Alex Litton.
Yes.
Bo Miller. Yes. Motion passes.
Thank you. Just a few more items. We did need to replace the department station air compressor. This maintains the air on all of our trucks and our Plymouth vent system. Our plumbo vent system is our exhaust system, so we don't contaminate the building. I just got word, unfortunately, tonight, we had applied for the Fire Marshal's grant, which was in and upwards of around $50,000, and we were not selected, so that's a disappointment. We are still hopefully in the running for the Volunteer Fireman's Assistant grant, or wildland grant too, so we're still looking at that. Lucas County EMA had reached out to me today, or the other day, for the count of sandbags. I provided it, which Kevin and Eric gave me the number to give that, and I don't think we gotta worry about sandbags right now. Fortunately, that's okay. I hope our water comes up a little bit more than what it is. So, we've been busy. Training's going well. We are doing the YMCA pool time now, twice a month. And we are, the association is going to help the fire department on the purchase of some new dry suits. We're still waiting, getting quotes on that. I will probably be coming to you again for permission on the next meeting for additional ice rescue suits. Some of the suits we've had, Bo, were when you were here. So they've aged out, and they've been used, and it's time to replace them. But those suits are nearly $1,000 a piece. That's for the ice rescue suits. My team is, you're looking at some of the instructors right here. We are possibly going to be hosting an ice rescue training, and that'll not only be for our department, but for other departments as well. So, and we're still looking at maybe this cold front now that's going to stick with us for a little bit. We'll get some good ice, and we're looking for a large ice rescue exercise with multiple departments participating, and Vernon. He'll probably be in Florida by then. But at least maybe his boat.
Yeah, of ice. Just being a cup.
Trustees, do you have any questions for me?
Nope. The only thing we got to do, Chief, is we got to make it official tonight for these guys because there is a pay raise for them.
Yes.
So we do have to make it official. So you better hope I got my Christmas present. I didn't see any Christmas cards from you guys. But we got to make it official. What I would like to do is make it to help Joel in the books is make it effective January 1.
Okay.
If you're good with that.
Yeah.
That just makes it easy for him so he can go back in the UAN system and put the information in there. So we're going to do these. We'll do the deputy chief and then we'll do the lieutenant or the captain. So I move to promote Jim Wolf from captain to deputy chief of the department.
I'll second.
Roll call. Dave Bench, Alex Litton.
Yes.
Bo Miller, yes. All right. And then I would like to make a motion to promote Wayne Cugino and Chris Jenkins, both from lieutenants to captains of the fire department.
I'll second.
Roll call, Alex Litton.
Yes.
Bo Miller, yes. Dave Bench. Motion carries. Congratulations, gentlemen.
Congrats.
Well earned. You guys put a lot of time in that department, and we couldn't have a better crew for our command staff. So I'm sure Tony's looking to relax a little bit at some point. So, but his wife might not like him to be home as much. So you may be stuck with him for a while. So thank you guys for everything you do.
Thanks.
Thank you.
That's all you had, anything for Chief?
Nope.
That's all I had.
All right. Kevin.
Start out with the cemetery. I don't remember exactly what it was. We've either had two or three burials since the last trustees meeting with the holidays. I think it was three, but we had quite a bit of activity here since it started getting cold out in the cemetery when we went basically the whole summer. I think we had two burials the whole summer. So it's been quite active over in the cemetery. As far as the road and bridge, we've completed the project, or the contractor has completed the project. 99% of Saks Road ditch is cleaned. There's a couple tile that he's jetting out. He would have had them done this morning, but got through 1.5 of them and the truck failed. So he just texted me that they got it fixed and they'll be back up tomorrow to flush them out. Then he'll be complete with that, as far as we're going right at this point anyhow. The only thing that we need to bring up for that is to get him paid. And the way we normally do it for the stormwater money, which Dave has brought up in previous meetings about this project, was agreed upon with the county to pay for this project. The total is $33,000. And basically the way it works is we pay it up front, then we bill Lucas County, which then reimburses us through the stormwater utility money.
So you want me to do that now? Might as well get it done out of the way. Well, we might as well get it done out of the way. We got it brought up. So I can move to pay Burkhart the $33,000 for the Saks Road ditch project. That money will be reimbursed from Lucas County Engineers Stormwater money.
I'll second.
Roll call, Alex Litton?
Yes.
Bo Miller, yes. Dave Bench? Motion carries.
Okay, the other thing is the end of last week, the backhoe had a problem. It's headed over to Saks Road and it went into limp mode. Had to haul it out to Southeastern to have some work done to it, which they basically got it out of the limp mode. And they give us an estimate on some work that had to be done, which was far too much for what we can afford to pay at this point. We pulled it out of Southeastern and discovered some of the stuff that they had listed wasn't as bad as originally interpreted. So it was actually dropped off at American to get some work done. Then we're gonna finish the rest of the work in-house. So that is sitting there right now. We do not have a backhoe, and John Grottle does not have a backhoe for, and Grottle Corporation doesn't have a backhoe for us to rent like we usually get. So we were looking at running a different backhoe, and Bo has information as far as that.
So we're going to need a backhoe because of the events coming in, the snow events. Even though they may be minor, we're still going to need it to load salt. If we do have something at the cemetery, a burial that comes up here in the next week or two, we're going to need the backhoe. So we can get a backhoe from Black Swamp Machine and Tool. He had asked what we normally paid, and I told him we usually, when we rent it from Grottles, it was $1,000 a month. So that equals out $33 a day. He said we can just do it by the day. So if we only have it for 2 weeks, that's all we pay for. So I would like to make a motion to approve getting the backhoe from Black Swamp Machine and Tool to cover us for the period that our backhoe is being repaired at the amount of $33 a day.
Is that your motion?
That's my motion.
I'll second.
Yep. Roll call, Dave Bench, Bo Miller, yes. Alex Litton?
Yes.
Motion carries.
And on that note of the work they're doing, I'm going to supply all the parts to American Enterprises, so obviously that cuts all the markup and everything off of it. So he got it in the shop for us right away today, which was very good because he's got 5 vehicles crammed in the shop right now, and started working on it today. I'm assuming tomorrow he'll most probably call me. I'm gonna go up there. We're gonna make parts list. I'm gonna call Southeastern and make sure they got everything. If they do, I will go pick it up. Otherwise, we'll wait till the parts come in, just have everything drop shipped either here or up there. and get it fixed. Basically, a lot of the problem had to do with the manifold, loss of back pressure, which sent, I think there was 46 admission codes, which then eventually just overdosed the machine and put it into limp mode. Really was nothing a matter with it other than the computer wouldn't let it regenerate itself because of the irregular back pressure in the exhaust. So they used a computer and how hard to reset it. And presently there are no codes on it. So we fixed this. It had a broken bolt and the manifold into the head. And it has a line which comes into it, which we were told was a hole. And I'm going to say we're 75% sure there's not actually a hole in the manifold, which was like $800 for the manifold. There's actually a line that runs across that goes to an oxygen sensor. It looks like the side of the banjo nut has basically broke out of it, and that's where the exhaust leak is. If it is, we've saved ourselves a bunch of money as far as the manifold, a lot of labor and stuff like that. So as we go along, I'll keep you guys up to date on what we got, but there's no hard, fast estimate at this point other than it's going to be extremely cheaper than the estimate that I originally got, and I'm embarrassed to even say what they give us, but that's where we're at with that. And thank you for getting the backhoe, because I don't want to be caught without something, then we get something and we're scrambling trying to figure out what to do. The funeral we had yesterday, Allen Township was nice enough, I called over and they got two new guys. We've just started working with them again. Just like with all the other guys, I got a decent working agreement with them. We trade equipment back and forth. They weren't using their machine, so they let us use it for that. Obviously, they won't let us use it for salt because they're going to be using it. So, but yes, it was very good. And I'm actually going to just get a thank you card, which is unnecessary, and we're going to sign it and send it over to them, because if we were in a bind and it was a last minute notification and they worked with us. So, and the new truck we have over at Kaleida, it's getting some work done on it right at this point. There's some problems with the GPS system in it, which operates the salt spreader where we've been constantly battling with. So Dave has been in communications with Stoops Trucking over this. Because basically I'm not driving it down to Lima again. That's a waste of time. But sounded like they were going to cover it. No guarantees. But at this point, if it ain't working, it doesn't really matter. So I just got it over there to be fixed. And hopefully should see that truck back tomorrow, I'm hoping. So there's all the worst case scenarios. Hopefully you're still having a good day after that conversation. Any questions for me or anything going on that I need to know about?
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Now, keep you guys up to date on what happens with both things. So.
Thanks.
Yep.
We're going to jump around a little bit. I want to get Vernon out of here early if we can.
Sure.
And then guys, if you have better things to do than sit here and listen to us talk, you guys are more than welcome to go. I know
I told them that.
Yeah. So you guys can stay, you guys can leave, it's up to you. It doesn't matter.
Your Christmas
present, right? Oh, you guys stay in? All right. Well, then you're here for the duration.
Yeah, would have been nice if Chris would have brought some lanyards for us.
Right? So
hey, the live stream's working, so if you walk outside, as far as we know, you're watching the live stream, right?
All right, so we're going to jump, I'm going to jump around here a little bit. We're going to go in new business quick. I told Vernon I'd try and get him out of here early tonight. So this is in regards to pumping of Anchor Point Road. So as all you know, Lucas County was nice enough to put Anchor Point Road on us with some of the roads they gave us. And what goes along with that is we got to pump the water. So Vernon had put together the original agreement that was signed by the commissioners, the engineer, regarding the pumping and the percentages. And every year, was it a 10-year? 5 year?
10-year contract, 5%.
Yep, so it was a 10-year contract with a 5% inflator every year on it. They were generous enough to continue that with this agreement. It'd be a 10-year going out to 2035. And you can see on the last page there, Alex, everything's broke down on percentages. So Anchor Point's got 17%. The public ramp, which is Metro Parks now?
Division of Wildlife.
Division of Wildlife. They got 30.5%. The township would be responsible for 37.5%. And the Corduroy Road, which would be the county.
I just sent the email to them yesterday, too, so okay. I haven't heard any response.
And they got 15% of the road. Now, these figures, these percentages were from the county originally, correct?
The county engineer drew that up. There's 106, we're pumping 169 acres, and 49 of it they were paying for. And that's the breakdown of that top right-hand corner of that.
Mm-hmm. So basically, the township would be responsible starting this year for $2,693.87. 10 years from now, it's $4,179. So, yeah, that's the numbers you have here in this sheet.
Right. We do all the maintenance. Carry the maintenance on those pumps.
Yep. So you guys have an electric pump and a gas drive,
and
correct?
Yes. Yes. Or a
diesel. Diesel, yeah. So.
It all goes to the same place. I mean, there's really no way to ever separately meter those things, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's the whole 169 acres goes into there.
Okay.
If you guys don't know, and Paul, I think you were in a part of. This is similar to what we do with Bono Road with the gravel.
Right.
And they pump the ditch, which takes all of our road water. And we just, it's an agreement that we can do the same thing every 5 to 10 years, you know. And so it's more than reasonable at that price and not having to worry if the water was pumped. I think that's pretty good.
Yeah. This should be able to be paid for out of our stormwater money.
Yes.
We should be able to write the check out of that or get reimbursed for it.
It's pretty much the same way I think we do the Bono Road and also would be the Bunning and Wallace Road addition, the way that water is pumped.
Uh-huh. Vernon, you guys will send us a bill in, I think it was June I saw here somewhere, like I think it was June or July.
I think it was payable at the end of the year.
I thought I saw that somewhere.
Yeah, it looks like she sent the invoices most of the time around 11 November.
Okay, so we'll get the invoice from you guys. And
yeah,
then we'll...
we don't, like, actually, the state, I talked to Mike Wilkerson. He's actually having their attorney draw up a contract.
Okay.
For them. So I don't know if you want to wait until we see what they give us and you know, make something. I don't really.
If we make a motion, I mean that'll be a binding agreement. It'll
that's
be on record.
Fine.
It'll
yeah,
be here.
That's all. Good enough.
Yeah, you just send the bill to us and it'll get paid in there. So, so is this? I want to make sure I get this right when we do it. Is this going to be payable to Lorraine Minky or Minky Marina? Or Minky Farms, or do you know?
That I may have to get back to you on. I'll have to see where she wants it.
Well,
probably
I'm going to...
Minky Marina, but I'll find out.
Okay, I'm going to put Lorraine / Minky Marina.
Yeah.
That way it'll cover it.
You can just say Minky.
Yeah. So I move to enter the agreement for the Anchor Point Road pumping that is presented here, the schedule starting in 2026, running through 2035. do the agreement with Minky Marina, Lorraine Minky, regarding the pumping of Anchor Point Road.
I'll second.
Roll call. Alex Litton?
Yes.
Bo Miller? Yes. Dave Bench? Motion carries.
Right,
we're done.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yep.
Yeah. Thanks for coming.
I'll be back when I need something again. See you guys.
I'll be calling you before you call me.
You need water in the pit?
There's not much.
All right. Thank you. So I'm going to give this one to Joel. Joel's copy. Okay. Go back up here to old business. Handbook update.
Okay, so we talked a little bit about the handbook update. We got it updated in-house by the time of our last meeting. You guys expressed some concerns about having it reviewed by a lawyer. I believe we agreed to reach out to Stopar and see if his office would be interested in reviewing it. Stopar is our zoning attorney who we use for general township matters. He told us that he's not really an expert in HR type items, which would be what an employee handbook update would be. It'd be an HR item. So he referred us to another attorney's office, HR Premier Consulting. I reached out to them, and an attorney from their office gave us a quote. I sent them a copy of what we had prepared for a handbook, and their quote, they gave a variety of different pricing, whether we wanted to just have them review certain policies or several policies or look over the whole handbook. The whole handbook, which they referred to as Personnel Manual Compliance Review, they gave a quote of anywhere from $1,750 to $2,500 to review the entire handbook. Although it says final pricing is based on manual length, complexity, and historical amendments. So that seems kind of pricey to me. I don't know what your thoughts are on that, considering a good bulk of the handbook comes from the Ohio Township Association. Also worth noting that the handbook we started with that we updated was just sent out for audit and was reviewed by the auditors. And I don't recall them hitting us with any red flags. Aside from, I think there was one red flag that we resolved at a prior meeting. So
the current handbook?
Yes, the current handbook that's valid right now. Because that went through the audit process. Not the one that we updated. The updated draft isn't valid yet because we haven't voted it in place.
And that was regarding comp time?
Correct. The comp time, I believe we approved and updated the handbook with that. Anything beyond comp time.
They audited the whole book? I didn't think they audited the book. That was just
payroll.
They only audit the payroll section? They didn't audit the book?
Yeah, they just every rotation they'll pick one specific area the way I understand it, and this time it just happened to be payroll. They'll reach into, like Joel sends them a box of all of our payrolls. They'll reach in, they'll grab one thing and pull it out. Just so happened to be, well, at that time it was Eric's, and the sheet they pulled out had the comp time being reimbursed, so it threw a red flag to him because the book we sent him was severely out of date, doesn't have any of the updates that were, see, that's where then you're gonna have a problem, because with that amendment thing that you were talking about, there was a lot of things changed in that handbook that I don't know where Joel got that antique, but were approved by the board. And so there's been some of that stuff changed. That's why I told you when you started that we had some of those papers. I don't know if that'll affect that lawyer thing. But a lot of that had already been, because originally when we started, I felt, even as an employee, that we needed to eliminate a lot of gray areas because there was places employees could really get around a lot of stuff, and there was stuff where a vindictious type supervisor could take it out on somebody else, and we adjusted a lot of it and clarified a lot of it. So that might be something you might want to run by. I got some of the sheets out there. I couldn't find all of them, but they never dated anything. So it's going to be quite a task, and they were changed like started about the second year that Dave, Ron, and Joey were in here, is when they started getting updated over like a 3-year period, and they were all from the Ohio Township also.
I just think that we should, I think it should at least go in front of the prosecutor.
Do you want me to reach out to our county prosecutor and ask?
Yeah. I mean, they've got people there. I mean, there's not just John. I mean, they've got a whole team of people there that could review that for us just to give us, I mean, this is serious stuff. I mean, when you start talking about HR, you got to make sure that it's right. I mean, there's,
it's got
to
sure.
be right. And I don't want us to get in a hiccup over something that we missed.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
something stupid. And I don't want our employees to get hammered on something that is a hiccup on our end because we didn't clarify it right. So I hate to spend the $2,500. They probably are, and I think it would probably be more than that. I guess, dealing with lawyers.
Yeah.
Because then it goes up to $175 an hour for, you know, they got to implement stuff. So I think we should be fair enough to send it just off to the prosecutor, say, hey, review this, tell us we're good. If they're good, they're our legal counsel.
Yeah, I mean, now that I've seen this price, I'd rather go with the free option. Yeah. So I'm good with that. Yeah.
What about the Ohio Township has the lawyers that we've used before?
The Ohio Township Association?
Yeah.
So that's
where those actually come from.
So that's what we've used, what I used to update the handbook. I use their recommendations, but I don't necessarily know if their lawyers will review it on our behalf. I can ask at the conference in a couple of weeks.
I'm looking who's going to be defending us in court. And
you got a good point there.
I would rather who's going to be defending us if we have to go to court for something.
Well, Ohio Township actually came up when we had a problem with the fire
chief. Right.
And they were the ones that saved us from the people that were going to represent us in court at that point because there were some errors made. But
those were procedural errors, though, right?
Yeah. And I think Linda was communicating with one of those lawyers that is separate, that was there for our advice on their policy type stuff.
Mm.
But yeah, Burrell or whoever up there is definitely close.
That's right, send it. Just to be, let them just give it a once over and give us the okay, we'll approve it right now. You know, once they give us the okay, I say we're good.
Those have already been, by their lawyers, legalized.
Yeah, that's...
So you're getting basically like a third opinion down the road because they've passed it.
Mm.
So...
Do you want to send me what you have in the next couple of days? I'll
give you the papers, actually.
Sure.
I think I got them all. I'll look them up tomorrow.
And I'll just check our draft we have right now and check to see if I need to make any changes, and then I'll send it off to the county.
Most everything that they highlight in green that they tell you that is recommended or preferred or however it was, the stringent word that they use for it.
They've got required, recommended, optional.
Required. Then there was a couple of the optional ones they did. Then nobody really got too far off the ball. We were just trying to basically change one or two words in it that basically straightened the whole policy. So, but yeah, I'll get you those papers.
Yeah, if you get me that, and then I'll send that off to the county attorney. And then when I'm in Columbus in a couple of weeks, I'll talk to somebody at the Ohio Township Association. Just see for the heck of it if they can review it for us. That's what I have on that.
All right. Number 2, Cedar Creek petition. Dave's not here to talk about that.
Yep.
Sachs Road, we've completed that. That's taken care of. The grant project fund approval. So yep. This is Olick?
Yep. That's okay. My item. Talking with Joel, we just need to approve our next expenditure and then also our total amount we're going to spend on the grant project. The funds are from OLEC and won't be spent until we're reimbursed from OLEC, and the funds will go to CEC, the engineering firm. I'm just going to, let me do the math here for the total of what we're going to spend in 2026, and then I'll just, we'll approve the total. So this is the total I have right here, $56,530. That includes the two amounts we approved back in December, but technically they won't get paid until this year, so we need to approve them for this year. That'll also include the $17,805 that remains. That's to be paid upon completion of the project, which is going to be completed by our next meeting. They've already got all the paperwork ready to go. I met with them today to see how things stood for our next meeting. Everything looks good to go. So my motion is to approve a total payment for the year 2026 in the amount of $56,530, after we are reimbursed by OLEC.
I can second that. Roll call. Bo Miller, yes. Alex Litton?
Yes.
Dave Bench? Motion carries. All right, that all you got on that?
Yep.
Okay, phone system updates. I had talked to Evan after our last meeting about getting out here and getting them phones straightened around. He's saying he'll be out here next week. He's going to try and get here next week. I need to get a hold of Joel. I need to get the UMA office bill because there's a code on there we need for him to get in there and get in the system so we can get you set up. And for some reason, I'm getting every phone call that comes to this township. So my phone rings all day long during the day, and they're like, we're trying to get a hold of Dave, we're trying to get a hold of Alex, we're trying to get a hold of Zoni. And I'm like, well, I don't know why it's coming to me.
Huh? The office, your cell phone number or the office
number? My cell phone number.
Really?
It's all, either somehow it got crossed. And I don't know. I'm like, all right, well, whatever. So Evan's supposed to get out here and get that straightened around because he's got to go in there and change it. So
is it the phone tree password you're looking for?
I think it might be.
Phone tree password. Actually, Joel gave it to me one time.
All right, well, we'll take that. But I'm going to ask Joel for the bill because he might need something else on there. I don't know. But he did say he would need the bill, so we'll get that. But that way, because Alex never, when we moved desk, the phones didn't move, and I think Alex's phone is still mine, probably with my voicemail on it.
Yeah.
I think Mark's just got deleted. I don't know if you had one set up on yours or not.
No, I use yours.
Yeah.
And I call, like, I call people off it, but it always comes up caller ID in Regal, Ohio. So nobody picks up the phone because they think it's spam or something.
Okay.
I don't know why I come to Regal, Ohio, but that, And I talked to Evan one time about that, and he suggested he had a package where he could set up the phone system, and we'd have tech support with him. I don't know if that's something you guys want
to... I've talked to him about that, and we're going to... He wants to get this straightened around real quick because he don't think it's going to take him very long to get it straightened around, and then he's going to present a package to us for his phone system, which I think is going to save us some money.
Yeah.
So
plus we got in-house tech support.
Right.
With them.
Right. Yeah. That'd be nice.
So.
Yeah. Right now that system's a mess.
Yeah. All right. Do you have anything else for old business?
I don't believe so.
All right. Yeah. Moving on to new business. Water refill station.
So this is something I put on here. I just wanted to pitch it to you. I guess kind of Kevin as well. A resident reached out to me a couple weeks ago and asked, how did he word this? He used to refill his water jugs when he worked in town with city water to take home for his drinking water and stuff like that. But he's since retired, and it's now kind of a hassle for him to refill his water jugs. So he asked if it was possible for the township either to... there were one of several suggestions he had. Either get a water refill station or like one of those ice stations similar to the... are you familiar with the one that's on Star next to Little Caesars where you can pull in, you can fill up water jugs and you can fill up ice from like a vending machine? Does that ring a bell? Watershed? I think that's the name I was looking for. Like a watershed. So he was asking if it was possible for us to look into either connecting with the company to put a watershed here or just having a policy of letting people refill their water jugs in the room next door, or to have a spigot outside or a vending machine of sorts that would dispense water. I figured I'd just run it by you guys, see what your thoughts were before proceeding, because there's one of several ways we could look at that. And he did have a good point. There's quite a number of people in the township that are on well water and don't like their well water and like to drink city water and don't like to purchase bottled water. So that is a That's a good point. You have something?
Yes. About 2 years ago, I proposed that to Dave Bench. I went ahead and did the legwork on it. Who does the water sheds is Northwest Ohio Water and Sewer. If you call them or get on their website, there is the whole package. They'll come out, set it up, and then they take a portion, then the township takes a portion of that. So I proposed that a couple of years ago.
Oh, okay.
So it's a, you pay for it.
You, the township will pay for it, but the water will be sold like per gallon, kind of like, what is it? Big Boy up on Woodville Road. Yeah. They have that watershed there. They do it throughout the communities, but they'll come out and set up the watershed. They do all the maintenance on it, so we won't have to do the maintenance on it. There will be like a reverse osmosis system on it.
But we pay for it up front.
You pay for it up front, correct.
Interesting.
And then you hopefully get sales on water and enough to pay for it.
Correct.
Oh, so they do
it's a service.
They do the installation, we pay for the installation, and then as customers come up and pay for the water, they would reimburse the cost.
Then if something happens to the system, they're liable for the repairs.
Interesting. I wonder how they're liable unless we have a maintenance contract with them.
There would be a maintenance contract, I believe.
You got a lot of people out here wanting city water.
I
mean,
all the information is on Northwest Ohio Water and Sewer.
I'll look it.
There is a number you can call, because I did.
I know
they don't have for days. What
was the installation cost?
I brought it up here back during the summer about one of those too.
That was 2 years ago.
We'd have to put it where over here on the main campus, though.
Yeah.
I'm all for open. I mean, I'm not opposed to looking at it. I don't.
We presently already have citizens that stop here and get water. The only thing that would worry if we like opened the hall and said, okay, yeah, if you want water, then how many gallons before it becomes a bill?
Oh, sure, yeah.
But I don't want people stopping here and people have set up for a hall rental, wedding or something, there's people that are filling water jugs.
Yeah, true.
And the people that have done it have been very respectful. If there's somebody here, they don't even come in the building. And there's most probably a dozen that I know of, so I'm sure there's most probably a couple dozen that are most probably stopping here. And nobody's made a mess or anything so far. So it's up to you guys on that watershed, which then it puts everything outside the building. So if eventually we get to a point where the hall stays locked, then it's no longer an issue. Because if you put a spigot outside, then you got a problem with kids turning it on and leaving it on.
And there is other websites that do sell that package, but then it becomes on whoever buys that.
Ah, gotcha. Okay. So at least sounds like you guys are somewhat interested, so I'll invest some time to look into it some more. And I'll reach out to them and just get some pricing and stuff from them just to get an idea. And that's good to know people are already doing it. Maybe that'll...
For years they've been doing it.
Yeah. So I'll let him know that in the meantime he's welcome to stop by and fill up his water jugs. But I'll still look into it. It seemed like a decent idea. Maybe I'll even ask on Facebook or something to see if that's something people would be interested in.
You know, so if it's during the work week when he goes to stop in, he's more than welcome to stop in the shop. Sure that there ain't something going on, because like Thursday, we have the kids here with that life connection or something.
Life-wise?
Yeah.
Like in here, I really, with little kids, even though they got it with cameras and plenty of adult supervision, I prefer that we don't have anybody.
Yeah, so. Makes sense. Okay, yep, I will look into that. So that's all I have on that. All
right, the TMACOG Winter Conference, General Conference. It's coming up. I didn't have the report on that.
These are all Dave items.
So. Yeah. Only I know we do have the Winter Conference coming up. We can get that one on there. Do you want to know the dates on that by any chance?
I don't remember the dates offhand. Stormwater Coalition meeting, that's this Thursday. I haven't decided if I'm going to make it yet or not. Okay. I'll have to look at the agenda in advance.
All right. We got the pumping done. So, yeah, the rest of them are Dave. Do you have any other new business?
Nope, just a upcoming event item to talk about.
Yeah, about it. I have one I added on here and it didn't come up, but more of a talking point. Did anybody catch anything with Lucas County Commissioners today?
Ooh, no. Uh-oh.
So
did you find some?
I did not find the video, but I found the report from WTOL and some other links.
The Blade has something too. I don't mean to be interrupting you, but I'm just excited because I'm sharing. I'll send the information is there.
No, they turned down $70,000 in federal money because Pete Gerken labeled ICE as a terrorist group in a county commissioners meeting today. And that $70,000 wasn't necessarily used for ICE or Homeland Security. It was about patrols. They wanted to step up the patrols with the police, make a bigger presence in the county. And two of the commissioners voted to rescind the offer and not take the money. No strings attached, mind you. No strings attached to this free money. It was going to go, and Mike Navarre is furious over it. So that's your county commissioners. So they could have very easily, not saying we could have got a sheriff out here for full time, but it's a countywide initiative that would have put the police out in the community more, made them more visible, and they chose not to take it. So remember that when they ask for a levy. And hopefully Pete Gerken's out of there soon, because I cannot stand that guy.
Pete Gerken said that the utilities or the Toledo Edisons were criminals, right? And we have a demonstration of that on Cedar Point Road down from my house. And if you go into town of Curtis, right there where the car wash used to be, there's three transformers that are up on a pole. And they're leaning like this. And that should be criminal in the United States of America in 2025 for utilities to be looking like they look in this township.
Where'd you say those were at?
In Curtis, right? At North Curtis trucking. And there's three transformers that service that car wash and whatever that other building is. And that thing is leaning, and it should be criminal. The way that pole is leaning over towards that street. If there's people in that house and that white house next door. And that's all I'm going to say tonight.
You.
And my family are criminals in the oil industry, and I'm gonna put my family in jail for the criminal activity they're doing in this oil industry too.
I could send a ticket over to like a help ticket over to Toledo Edison, see if they'll fix that.
The one on Cedar Point Road is criminal, and the one on Curtis is unbelievable. I looked at that the other day and it's like, this is unbelievable. If I was in my position at work, I would be fired. I would have no grounds to stand on in a private industry. If I would leave a open utility line like that, I would be fired and I would have no paper cross.
Chief?
On the point of safety, there are several poles in the community that are precarious. They're leaning. One is being pushed down by a tree on North Curtis. They've been notified. Another one today I called on. It's only a phone line pole, but it's on Kuzno Road between Arquette and Cedar Point at the 1040 address. I called them on that one today. And then we had one on Yandota during the last windstorm event, and Edison stabilized it with some temporaries till they can get out here and get caught up. But there's been a lot of wind events. I will just say this openly, that Toledo Edison, although sometimes there's delays for them to get here to us, they do a good job, and I'm pleased to work with them. I can't say the same about Frontier, though. Frontier is the phone line system, and then you have Spectrum that does the cable. So you don't want to get those confused, but the Frontier is probably the least responsible.
I've had zero success getting Frontier to fix anything. Phone lines, down phone lines, poles, anything. They just don't want to come out and fix anything, sadly.
No, I have a different number, and because we're the fire department, I can call directly and talk to a dispatcher and advise them of what it is. Mm-hmm. Now, it's still, Kevin knows this too, there's still 2 to 3 weeks before they end up showing up and fixing these things. So, but mainly just sharing them. The fire department is aware of these leaning poles, and we're monitoring them, watching them, as well as Kevin's always looking at them too.
Thank you. Upcoming events, we got the OLIT grant final presentation, January 27th.
Yep, that's going to be part of our next meeting. A representative from CEC is going to give a presentation on the work that's been done over the past year between us and the Conservancy and OLEC putting together this project. So there'll be more on that at that meeting. I'm going to invite, I'm going to make a little ad and invite, you know, I'm going to send it off to the county commissioners and the engineer's office, a couple other entities that may be interested in attending. It'll also get posted as well, but that'll be part of our regular trustee meeting. It'll just be a separate agenda item.
Okay, so keep it late for next meeting.
Yeah, we'll probably, I don't know if we want to move that up front.
We probably can get them, because their presentations usually aren't that long.
Yeah.
So, all right. And then I did get a call today, and she said she left you a voicemail. I don't know if it went to your cell phone or not, but the state of the community at St. Charles Hospital is January 30th at 8 a.m. I've done it before, but I have a prior engagement on that day in the morning. I cannot attend it. She said she wants me to let her know if we will be there or not. That way when she builds the agenda.
Is it worth attending? I'll have to look for the voicemail. But.
Yeah, see if we're going to attend, and I cannot make it that day. But she called me today and asked if we were going to be there. And I said, actually, you're the first. This is the first I heard about it today, so... and it's a good thing you called me because we have a meeting tonight. So
yeah.
I didn't know what your schedule looked like or, and then obviously Dave's not here, so I don't want to commit to it.
Chief? Is that the Chamber of Commerce?
Yep.
One?
Chamber
yeah.
of Commerce.
Gotcha. I went to that before with Joe Kiss once upon a time.
Yeah. They do it downstairs at St. Charles Hospital.
When we did it, we were at the Little Sisters of the Poor.
Oh, okay.
Is where they hosted it.
Yeah. So, So I'll just text her back and tell her we're not 100%
yeah.
sure because...
Do you want to send me your number?
Yeah.
Just whenever. It can be later on.
Yeah, I'll have to find it. Come up with a different number.
Yeah.
All right, so I got for upcoming events. We did new business, old business. Public participation we are looking for now. Yes, ma'am, Barb Gall.
I'm not computer savvy, but I tried to access the township website and unable to get a calendar. Is it me or is it the website?
The calendar for the, like,
events.
The meeting, the events,
yeah.
Not the...
Yeah.
The
well, the events, the meetings. I just could not get a current calendar at all.
Let's see here.
Could be me.
Barb, do you still have connection with internet and everything there in your area? Because you're in a tough area.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad to hear that.
Are you training on your phone or on a computer desktop?
On the desktop.
I'm trying to figure out where it's at.
When you go to the schedule events and then you go down and it brings up calendar.
There's garbage calendar.
No.
That's on the front.
Look at the calendar.
Nothing's posted for 2026. I don't see anything on there.
Where are you at in it?
It's under menu, events and venues, events calendar, events and then calendar.
Yeah, schedule events, calendar.
All right.
There's no calendar. Or is it me?
Nope, it's not you. We need to update that.
Click upcoming. The calendar pops up, but there's nothing listed in there.
Lower, okay.
Is the garbage calendar updated? Because I think that has to be updated for the new year.
Oh, that one's on the front here. No, that's 2025. So we'll have to get the 2026 one from them.
Yeah, that's one of the things I wanted to talk about.
Do you want to update the trustee meeting calendar too, or do you want me to do that?
I can do that. Yeah.
Cool.
Thinking about making that our Facebook.
Yeah, seriously.
Page, the calendar for the garbage, to make people ask about the garbage, like.
Yeah.
Bulk pickup.
Yeah. I did have it, at one time, I had, you know, maybe 6 months or whatever, I had it preloaded into the township sign.
Like garbage calendar?
Well, like it would say bulk pickup tomorrow, you know, like I think it would post it on like Wednesday.
Yeah.
It'd be bulk pickup or bulk pickup this week. And it would play every, you know, because I could pre-program it in there, and every month on that time, it would, the second full week, it would just automatically play for so long. So, again, I know not everybody looks at that sign when they go by, or nobody, not everybody goes down Route 2 when they're going home. So,
yeah.
But it was just another way of getting it out there, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 2025, definitely, we need to get that calendar if they've got that one.
26.
Or 26, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I can get that.
So.
I have some comment I want to make, and part of it has to do with garbage since we're on the topic.
All right. Garbage. Okay, Rob?
So, a couple weeks ago, Alex, I called you. I think I talked to Dave. The garbage truck got stuck on Dyke Road. It was icy, one of them icy days.
Dyke Road or Lagoon?
I believe it was Dyke.
Lagoon. It was Lagoon. Same ramp that they were told not to go up the last time when they got stuck in the middle of it. This time they slid the garbage truck off it almost completely into the ditch.
Yeah.
Dave was going to call them. I don't know if he told you after he'd been calling to ask them in a winter time to just run the pickup. They're so used to it. If they come in at the top of the hill, they'd be fine. They're just turning down the hill then. They try climbing that steep hill, and that truck gets partially up there and starts spinning. Instead of just stopping and coming back, they keep digging in. Last time they had holes that friggin' deep.
Wow.
I think I sent you a picture.
Yep, yeah, it was pretty bad.
They've requested that they're probably not going to do that again. They requested some options from us because they don't want to get that. They want that to happen again when it's icy like that. I don't know what their options are. What she said, maybe put a dumpster down, and they, you know, the residents have to come down and put the stuff in the dumpster, a roll off or something. Dave, I talked to Dave. He said they had a pickup before, but I think that's going to affect our rate a little bit because they get to send a separate truck out here. So I wanted to present that to you guys to see what you wanted to, how you wanted to address it. I think that's about the second time they got stuck up there when it was icy. It's a private road, obviously, so we don't maintain it. We don't salt it.
What section is it, Kevin?
Right there when you first come over the hump at, onto the fountain from Van Dyke where it transitions just after Corduroy ends.
Where Keith Tuttle's at.
Yep.
That section up there. They tried going up down where Ryan Seckinger used to live, where it just goes basically almost straight up into Bruce Alexander's house. And why they don't go the other way around? Because when we are forced to go up there and have to plow or salt it in an extreme event, there's no way I'd ever try that hill. We start at the other one and turn and come down there. Mm. But the last time it wasn't even icy, and he just kept digging and dug himself right in. Bad enough they had to get a tow truck to get him up. Well, matter of fact, you'd called me about it too.
Yeah, yeah, the previous time.
Yeah.
I would say that would be their option, would be to go up Keith's way and come down that way. Because I couldn't imagine putting a dumpster down there and having them people walk their garbage down to a dumpster and everybody else and their brother.
Where are you going to
put it? I mean, I know they would be locked, you know, and they would only have the key, but I couldn't imagine that even working. I mean, they're paying for curbside garbage just like everybody else, and they got walkers down the road that ain't gonna fly. So they're gonna have to.
She said that she'd be open to come to a township meeting and talking to you guys direct if you like. We can set it up if you so want to talk to her.
I mean, I guess.
Isn't that a private drive up there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
So why are we salting and plowing?
If there's an emergency, we will plow it.
Could understand.
We're not, that's what he was saying, we're not plowing it and salting it. Kevin was saying in events where we've had to, if the fire truck or the squad need to go up there in a bad event, they would plow it for the fire truck to get up there, but not we don't plow it like on a regular basis at all.
That's why the garbage truck got stuck.
Yeah.
Well, I guess what's, any clue what our contract says?
Well, that ain't.
Our contract with them, might say that they need to pick it up curbside.
Are you talking the?
You talked to Dave, when we did these contracts.
Where we live.
The pickup truck was put in there, talking about those specific areas for inclement weather. I don't know if Republic does that technically, but with Waste Management and all of them, they found out, just like these guys are the rough way, that the pickup truck's just so much easier, and it takes them a very short amount of time. They catch up with the garbage truck, they offload, they got a dumpster in the back, and they're done. And that seems to be the only bottleneck they got, because before it was down like where John Grotto lived, down on that end too, just because of the narrowing of the top, they didn't want to take the truck down.
Right.
But I'm pretty sure, and you'd have to talk to Dave, but I know he'd had the county when we did this rebidding, that was part of the discussion. And then dumpsters came up also, and they were voted out unanimously.
Yeah, I do remember that.
I can't even think of a place where those dumpsters could go down there. I mean, there's no, you can't just park it in the middle of their stone road or anything, so. That's not.
I want a dumpster, even if you had a spot for you, I want your dumpster there with everybody else's garbage in it by your house, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's gonna have to be their option. I mean, they have to bring the pickup truck out, or they're gonna have to go up. Might make sense to go up the other way, and maybe was it a new driver that day, or somebody that wasn't going to run the route?
She didn't say.
Yeah.
She didn't say.
They jockey a lot of people around in that company.
Yeah.
Like, guys that we were dealing with. I can't think who that guy was we met with at one time. He's a driver now. He was, like, way up in the company, and now he's bagged out as a driver. I'm like.
I get driving now?
Yeah. Really? Because I called him one day. We had an issue. He's like, dude, he goes, I'm in Florida or something. He was on vacation. He's like,
less headaches.
I'm just a driver. So then he gave me another guy's name, and then I think that guy's gone now.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
So when you do talk to Rochelle, see who are, get us our contact list.
Contact list for?
When we have issues. Because they change.
Yeah, I have the old contact list. Every time I usually go to Rochelle and she
goes
with it. So.
And I don't have Rochelle's number for some reason on my phone. I thought I did.
Yeah.
But see if she can get us the new contact, who we need to be, you know, when we have them issues, we can call them. Give us a couple of them down the line.
Okay.
Like now when I'm just going to skip Tony and go right to Wolfie and make my problems his problems. He's going to have gray hair like Tony here shortly.
Yeah,
he will. So.
Yeah, she said something about a pickup, but I think there might be a surcharge to that, maybe.
Okay. Well, I guess
we have to probably look at our contract.
Yeah, that'll depend if it's in the contract. And we're not going to pay a surcharge if they agreed to it in the contract.
Right.
So.
Julie.
She wasn't probably, you know, up to speed on the fine details.
And Julie Riley will have that with the Lucas County Solid Waste. I'm sure we got a copy of it here, too, but I know she can pull it right away for us. Julie can. So. All right, so we got to get this calendar got to be updated for the garbage. And then we're going to update the township.
Yeah, events. Township calendar. Yep.
Do we want to? Well, I guess we can let them just put them all in, because I know we're going to change them dates in the summer. But
yeah,
we'll just put them in there as the second, fourth, and then.
Yeah, I think at a reorg meeting, we didn't go that route. We just agreed to the second and fourth, and we'll change it at a later date if need be.
That'll work.
Yep.
All right, anything else, Rob?
Yes. Well,
okay.
One of the things I wanted to address was, you know, I watched the reorg meeting, and it seems like there was some confusion with the administrative assistant's job description. So I kind of wanted to highlight, like, what the job description is and what I'm doing to eliminate any confusion. So, if you guys know, I started as the administrative assistant. I was assistant to a department head and or the trustees. And then in October, you guys approved expanding the job description. And the job description that it was expanded to is, I have a whole list here that I wrote down. I'll give you a copy after the meeting. but I just wanna go over like what it is.
October of 25?
23. 10-24 of 23, and also you guys talked about it, 9-12 of 23. And I have a copy of each one of those. So the typical job responsibilities, number one, receives public record requests and distribute to appropriate department. Number two, communicates and promotes events to website and Facebook pages. Update website as needed, like we just talked about. Handle trash setup and service problems with Republic, which we also just talked about. Review and update information to the Suburban Press bulletin board. So if there's any public notices, I send that in, monitor that. You know, that's what I put in there. Monitor three email sites, including the info site, my township account, Rob G, and zoning, which I'm back up on zoning because, you know, obviously Jacob, you know, monitors that and respond accordingly or send information to the appropriate personnel. You could probably all got forwarded voicemails and or emails from me, you know, in the past. Monitor general voicemail and handle calls as appropriate. So that's, you know, answer the phones, answer the questions. If I have to defer to you, I defer to you guys. Sandy asked a good question. She says, is Rob getting paid going to the zoning commission meetings? And yes, obviously. I'm the recorder for the zoning commission and the BZA. So I have to handle, record the minutes, file the minutes, and distribute the minutes to the members. So yeah, I have to be at those meetings.
And run the Facebook.
And Facebook Live. Yeah. That is giving us fits lately.
Yeah.
Remind me, catch me after the meeting so I can show you what the fix was.
Okay. Determine appropriate procedures based on guidelines, rules, regulations for the zoning department. So that goes under provide support for the zoning inspector, such as permits, mailings, filings, board reports, inspections, phone and in-person inquiries, maintain and file all permits. Assist the zoning inspector in interpreting zoning resolution. So that's kind of a big part that I have been doing, you know. Give zoning report at trustee meeting and zoning inspector's absence. Distribute proper public notice for all public hearings. So all the public hearings, I have to give proper notice for the Ohio Revised Code. Operate Facebook Live for all zoning related meetings and public hearings. Interprets departmental rules, regulations, policies, and procedures, which I think was a kind of a catch-all that goes into everybody's job descriptions that was put in there. And then, so I went in 2025 year in review as it coincides with the job description. So last year we had a lot of kind of turnover with Wendy and stuff and hiring Jacob. So I facilitated 10 zoning commission meetings. Facilitated 3 Board of Zoning Appeals hearings, which, I mean, those are $400 a piece. Updated trash service for all new residents in the township. So if people call, we got new residents move in, I've got to start their service, handle, you know, their questions generally. Handled all trash complaints with Republic, which, you know, we don't get a lot, but there's quite a few come in. And not all of them, I want to say, I put on there, handle all trash complaints, but I know sometimes they don't call the office, they call you guys direct. So the ones that come in the office is the ones I handle. And if you guys get them, forward them to me, I'll take care of them so you guys don't have to deal with that. Updated and aligned Republic's route list with the township. So we have to go over the route list and make sure it coincides with our list.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually an annual thing they do. Negotiated and facilitated the $800 a month cost savings to the township for the dumpster at the hall that the trustees voted on. So if you guys remember a couple of months ago, it came across your desk, what the hell is this? It's a lot of money saved. That's because I negotiated that. It's saving us currently $800 a month, which more than pays for my wages. Facilitated the 8-step process that included 4 public hearings for the citizen-initiated text amendment concerning the shipping containers and ensured it aligned with ORC 519-12. So that was kind of a big chunk of time, if you, I mean, you guys were in on it, that's.
Yeah.
I spent a lot of my time last year with that. Process, we're assisted zoning inspector with 36 zoning permits and an average $40 to $50 apiece. So, we had quite a few permits come in. Jacob wasn't here the whole year, Wendy was here for, what, a month or two, and then I was interim the rest of the time, but I was involved in all of those. Addressed untold number of enforcement complaints, either as interim zoning inspector or in support of the new zoning inspector. I mean, we go out on inspections with Jacob, it's daily, he's keeping an eye on things, and I'm supporting him with that. Stepped in as interim zoning inspector on three different occasions. First time was when Linda left, second was when Wendy went on medical leave, third was when Wendy left. And I put in there and I was only compensated extra once. So I filled in, picked up when everybody left and we had turmoil. Provided continuity and support upon the hiring of the new zoning inspector. So even Jacob has, you know, he knows nothing about what went on in the history, and so I kind of had to update him. Still kind of working through that process. Wendy had to, you know, she didn't, that was her first time in zoning, so I had to really kind of train her. Maintain all files, minutes, and correspondence. So most of what I was originally hired to do was to maintain the files and the correspondence and the minutes, which I do. Handled numerous voicemail, zoning inquiries, emails, and complaints, as well as dissemination of information from the township to the public, which is kind of a daily task. There's a lot of, seems like there's a lot of people calling, we need to give information out, and I'm kind of the person that does that. That's pretty much all I have. I know you guys were kind of, I don't know if you guys really knew exactly what my job description was. And this was gone over, Bo, you were here. Mm-hmm. 10/24/23 is the, was when it was determined. Administrative assistant Mark Sattler reminded the other board members this position is to help with the transition of Mark Sattler retiring from his position as trustee at the year end. Dave Bench made a motion to approve an additional 5 hours a week for Rod Gearhart for this position, seconded by Bo Miller. It was all approved. So
if I understand it correct, because this was before my time, started out as a zoning assistant, and then you moved into being an administrative assistant, and you transferred from one to the other?
Yep.
Gotcha.
And that's where some of the conversations coming up, Rob, is we can't, in my opinion, I can't have you sitting in, I can't have you working side by side with Jacob being his assistant when I'm paying, when we're, the township's paying him $1,600 a month, more than we've ever paid a zoning inspector. Our township hasn't gotten any bigger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're, that's where I think some of the conversation was coming from, was we can't, in good faith, have you, it'd be like having two people for a job that always was done by one. And we've also said in there that we have, and I think at the last meeting, or maybe it was a reorg meeting, was you were very valuable because you were able to step in in those absences of zoning inspectors doing the interim.
And we're definitely thankful for
that. Yeah, and
too.
We were, you know, we had no problem.
I'm not saying you're not. I'm just saying there seems to be confusion about, like, what's, you know, what's going on in there.
Yeah, so.
And then we have a new, obviously, zoning inspector that we're trying to get up to speed.
Right, so a lot of it was, a lot of, I think, what was coming out of that was, what are we can't pay, we can't justify paying two zoning people in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And realistically, I mean, Jacob should be attending the zoning board meetings.
Yep.
I get it if it's a, you know, it's going to happen. Things aren't going to line up for everybody all the time. We know that.
Yeah.
But to put you as, well, I mean, you still going to be there, I guess, for do the Facebook Live. So we're paying.
And the recorder.
We're paying to do the recording and the Facebook Live.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And, well, you know, with, like, if some of the stuff that I talked about in here, like, you're paying Jacob extra to do the zoning. However, you're getting a kind of a bargain, because, like, you shouldn't be paying him to do the filing, the minutes, all the administrative tasks that I do.
Right.
That's what you're paying me for.
But we pay him a salary too, so.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's, and that's the way we've always done it with the zoning inspectors, they were paid a salary.
Mm-hmm.
We agreed to pay Jacob a higher wage because of his knowledge and his abilities. I mean, we all discussed that openly in the meeting about that.
Yep.
So that was where some of that was coming from. And I think where Sandy was coming from on her end, I can't speak for Sandy, because I do remember the comment of, are we paying you while you were there? Because you didn't have any answers to the questions they had. There was, it was very vague. And
well,
that
I
was where
the answers, but you know, I didn't want to speak for Jacob.
Well,
you know.
And there is, I know I haven't been able to connect with you, and I know you and I have, we've had a little bit of discussion, and I had made a comment in one of the meetings about, I was not very happy about the tone of that meeting with the zoning board.
Mm-hmm.
And it was basically, whether it was you or it was coming from Jacob, to not give them the information that they were asking. That is determined by us. So if we say that they're going to still meet once a month, and you guys to give them, you know, there's supposed to be a report there, that's the way it should be. We have not changed course on any of that yet.
Mm-hmm.
When we may, we don't know yet. We haven't discussed that. We haven't got into that far. And I think that's where Sandy was saying, well, if we're paying him to be there and he don't have answers for these guys, then, and again, I don't know if it was directed to you from Jacob, don't answer any of their questions, just this is what you have for him, that's it.
Yeah.
That's fine. But we have to work with that board. They are our zoning board. And I have been doing research on these townships.
Mm-hmm.
And I found townships that are still, that are very active. Those boards are very, very active in day-to-day operations of their zoning inspector. Providence Township is, I think White House, I'm going to make a couple calls to their zoning inspectors to see how they're doing it. Not that they're making the decisions on what enforcements they're going after. That's strictly the inspector. Mm-hmm. But the inspector is reporting to them, like giving them an update of, hey, this is what we've done. These are the violations we're looking at. They can ask questions to him or her, whoever the inspector is at the time.
Yeah.
So, and I talked to Molly at the Plan Commission,
mm-hmm.
and she concurred with that information that absolutely, and you can go on some of their websites and look at their minutes, and it, you can see the reports in their minutes and in the zoning board's minutes. So they, you know, Jacob keeps saying that they don't do that. There's some townships here in Lucas County that are still doing that.
Well, that doesn't mean it should be, but
But he's saying that they're not.
I've been to training on that at the Township Association, and everything that I'm seeing, I've got some documentation in there that came from the Township Association. I mean, he seems to be right, in my opinion. Now, I don't want to speak for him, and that's kind of where the confusion, where you said you didn't like the tone of that meeting.
Yeah.
So that was a classic example of shoot the messenger, because I wasn't given that report. A member of the zoning commission asked for it. I wasn't given it.
And
they knew I didn't have it. They asked for it anyhow, and I'm like, well, he's going to give it at the trustee meeting in a couple of days.
Yeah.
That was all that was said on there. So, like, I don't know.
And
where I went wrong on that, but
and we're having a, you know, I've had discussions with Jacob too about the zoning board on, I agree that they probably don't need to meet monthly.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't think it would be appropriate to cut them off as needed, because I think they have to be involved with what's going on in the township.
Yeah.
Like they not that they're making decisions, but they have to be aware of stuff, what's going on. Things that they need to look at in that book, because things change. I mean, just like Jacob went through it not that long. Well, I think
we got a text amendment that we initiated the other day.
Yeah.
And there's more to come. Like, they're not gonna be disengaged from what Jacob is
Right.
proposing, because they're probably gonna be more engaged with the issues that are facing townships and zoning, you know.
Right.
So that
But
they need to focus on what their Ohio Revised Code says.
Right. But they can still get a get a report from him. There's no law, there's no breaking the law there.
That's not me. That's between you guys and Jacob.
There's no law saying that they can't get the report from him.
Yeah.
And where they're at with, and they can ask questions as a board.
Yeah.
You know.
He simply, I mean, because I've talked to him about it, he says, I give it at the trustees meeting.
Yeah.
So I give that same report at the trustees meeting.
Right. But not every board member's here.
Yeah.
And not all of them, you know, they don't go back and read the minutes and, you know. It's just, and it's rare for me to watch zoning meetings. Like, I periodically, and that was one of them that I just happened to fall in. I was on it and I was sitting there watching it. And, you know, I don't watch every one of them, but I watch, you know, maybe half dozen a year or something, you know, as they do them. And same with the BZAs, you know, when they had the BZAs, you know, we only have a couple of them a year. So if I catch one of them, that's, you know, the big thing. So, yeah, I mean, as far as like the job description that you gave, going back to that now, I do agree with you, and I do remember all of this, going through a lot of this. The biggest part of it is like I said, is we can't, I can't, as a trustee, having you spend more time doing zoning work than, you know, if we don't have work that week, I'm not going to have you fill your hours just in doing zoning.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we're a pretty small township for that.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah. I mean, that's
most
where
townships don't have, you know.
Yeah, Jacob's going to have to do his job or move on. I mean, that's kind of the point that I'm getting at, is he has a job to do. We pay him very well to do his job, and I think he's doing a good job at it. I don't get me wrong on that, but we can't use you as a crutch for him doing, you know, going out and doing inspections and doing this and doing that. I mean, we're having hours that we got to get the website updated. You know, I think that it would be better use of your time would be working on cleaning this website up with Alex, because there's going to be some major changes.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff on there that could use updates.
That website needs to be reworked.
It does.
Because I can't even find stuff on there. I can only imagine. I mean, Barb,
it took
going
me a couple minutes looking for the
camera. Well, that's what I said, and then Jimmy found it. And there's a lot on there that doesn't need to be on there.
A personnel application. So he called Jacob to get a personnel application, and Jacob called me, and I said, it's on the website.
Yeah.
Oh, because I didn't know if he had a different one.
I had to dig into it. It's on there. But,
yeah.
You know, it's not, it doesn't, you got to dig for it.
Right.
So.
And that's what I want to get rid of.
I don't know
we should
can streamline the website.
And that's where I would say you should be concentrating some of your time on tasks like that that are going to make an impact for the residents. Number one, they can find the things better. And we have to get compliant with it.
Yeah, in the next couple of years, we have to shift. There's ADA compliance for websites that we have to be in compliance with in a couple of years. So maybe if you want to do some research into that, see what direction we can go to become compliant, that'd probably be a pretty good use of your time.
And I would be, if it was me, Rob, what if you go through that website and you make notes on what you think needs to go, get with Alex. And Alex, if he says, yep, have neon goldfish white, that don't need to go before the board for approval, because
it's just basic stuff.
Yeah, we're just cleaning things up. But I would like to have one of the trustees at least have set eyes on what you want to get rid of, you know, or we need to get rid of. Or maybe Alex will be able to put some things together and say, we need to get rid of this. And and you look at that too. But I think the website is critical that we get working on that. But
and that would eliminate you getting caught in the crosshairs, for example, on items like that. So.
And I guess if you go to a meeting and there's no report, you don't give a report. You're there just for the secretary position of taking the notes and running the Facebook Live.
Live stream, yeah.
Which we are going to look at moving off of Facebook.
Yeah, we need to move that to YouTube.
Yeah, something, because you guys have problems too.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So we need to look into that, but... I mean, I'm gonna be there, they're gonna ask me anyhow, you know?
Yeah.
People call me all the time around here, they don't call Jacob for zoning related stuff. It's just part of being here.
And you can always tell them that you're not the zoning inspector, you know, I mean, like the zoning board, I mean, that's, I'm here in the support capacity for them. That's what you're there for. Get their minutes, get their packets, you know, whatever thing that they need for that night and take the notes and keep the record. So that definitely needs to be, you know, and again, like I said, if you don't have the answer or Jacob doesn't give you the report, Jacob should be giving the report. Now, if he gives you the report and you feel obligated to give it, great. I mean, hopefully it's a clean report and it's.
Well, yeah, he wouldn't give.
Pretty straightforward, so.
And if you wanna give it, hand it over, you don't even have to read it or nothing.
Yep, here's the report.
There you go. So you don't get stuck in the middle.
Kind of back up the zoning inspector to go with his, your, you know, need for help in the office.
Yeah.
And so.
Do you happen to remember when you first were hired or when it was first, I know you did a bunch of research. Do you remember when it was first approved in the meeting minutes for, to hire a zoning assistant?
Well, I started in May of 23. So.
What, 23?
This is the ad that I applied to that was in, but it doesn't, it's not dated, so. It was May of 23.
Gotcha. I was just curious.
It was definitely in the spring.
Yeah, it was in the spring. And then, like I said, the job description was expanded in the fall.
And you have the access to the sign too, correct?
No, I do not.
Oh, you don't have access to the sign?
That was one of the other things too, like that job description. I used to be in charge of WENS, the GETS system.
Right, which.
WENS went away, GETS is, you know, kind of.
Don't do anything with her.
Yeah, so. And I didn't put that in here because it's.
Definitely, I think definitely the sign would be a good one to get him.
I was listed as backup on there. Nobody's trained me on that or nothing and.
All right, anything else? Bill, oh, Jim Wolf. I'm gonna, let me go with Jim first. All right, Jim Wolf.
Thanks.
Is there any chance the fire department can get access to the sign, put out safety messages, put out some things?
Absolutely.
I think it's already in your email. If not, let me know.
Which email? My email?
I'll have to look. I think I already sent you a, like a admin access.
Perfect.
But.
If you sent it to my email, I missed it, but thank you.
There's gonna take, it takes, it isn't very hard to learn, but we can show you how to, what you gotta do, there's a process you go through. It's pretty simple, but absolutely, yes, you guys should have it.
Let's see here.
My issue with it is that I have to, I have a link saved because when I go into the, well, if I Google Watchfire, it won't, will not allow me, it won't find it. So I gotta keep using a link.
I have to do the same thing.
So.
I feel confident we can get through it.
Okay. Bill?
Two questions, one for Tony. What, if anything, is being done to get the department's rating up?
The ISO rating?
Yep.
I have not seen where they've been going around in the communities to reevaluate us. I don't know where they're at in the state of Ohio, but I can reach out to ISO and see if we're on the on the future for reevaluation.
The last time I confronted you about it,
right.
You give me the excuse that we don't have hydrants.
Thank you.
You got a neighboring department that doesn't have hydrants, and they got a much higher rating than Jerusalem and less equipment.
They have a full-time
training.
No, they have a full-time staff.
It's part of training?
Department.
No, it's not full-time.
But do we have to deem it gone? Like,
it's fully staffed. They have fully staffed chief, deputy chief.
Yeah, but I mean, they don't have the hydrants.
No, they have more hydrants and more of their community than we do.
Yeah, and less.
That's what they have. But yeah.
But, you know, at least the residents can enjoy some reasonable insurance rates.
Sure.
The guys can get the rating up somehow.
Same thing for 10 years.
And the other question, I don't know, Kevin or the trustees, Rachel and Howard Road stop sign, whose is that, county's or yours? Somebody with snowplow got it, that last snow.
Is it Lanen or is it down?
It's it's not down, it's leaning and it's twisted and it's not showing and somebody's gonna blow out.
It's almost like Howard's on stop now. I saw that today.
Well, these winds we've had, like over on Decant Road, there was a friggin' sign that said there was a stop ahead or something. It actually rotated the whole base in the ground. The sign was facing completely backwards. It was like somebody took it out of the base and just spun it around. No, any township road that leads on to a bigger municipality road, whether it's county or state, the sign belongs to that jurisdiction, not the township. But the safety device, like a stop sign, if it goes down, I make unions mad all the time. They go off and put up a stop sign, or at least a temporary, because it's a life safety.
I think a guy can save it, just twist it back around where it's facing in the right direction.
I got a 3-foot pipe wrench, a piece of pipe width, what we used to all the time. Just grab and twist them around. Yeah, I'll look at it in the morning.
Yeah, it's been that way since that big snow we had a while back.
I didn't even see it, I went down it today.
But you can see where the plow come up against it, a couple different directions. I don't know, somebody trying to clean the corner or what.
Or whenever going rusty plowed or something, maybe even.
Yeah.
Jim?
I don't know who's plowed, but
somebody.
It was somebody's plow.
Yep.
Jim, do you wanna catch me on your way out so I can get your email, make sure you? Blake?
Yeah, I wanna donate to the fire department. Do I just stop by tomorrow with a check or cash?
If you'd like to, yes, we're there at 7:00 is our drill start time.
Okay, yeah, I don't wanna get in with the drill, but I just wanted to make a donation. I just wanna participate.
All right, any other public participation? Seeing none, looking for a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
Roll call. Dave Bench, Alex Flitton.
Yes.
Bo Miller, yes. Motion carries at 8:40.
We'll never see Wayne at one of these again.
Nope.
You guys need to step the game up.